Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
I can't look at Party Molly. Can you see him right now?
No.
You're doing doing a show with Ray Charles.
Hey, friends. What? It's just really bright in here at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Could you explain why you're wearing sunglasses?
All right, I have glasses, and I forgot them at home. And I've been wearing, this is my first year, I'm almost going on a year of having glasses, and my eyes have progressively gotten worse. So now when I don't wear them, because I think they've adjusted to the glasses, everything's just blurry, and I have prescription sunglasses. That's all I got.
Where are your glasses?
They're on the nightstand next to the bed. It's even worse. Next to my teeth bowl.
So he's wearing sunglasses.
Thank God you remembered your teeth, though, right?
Exactly.
All right.
Well,
back to the news.
So stay connected with the 3 News Now Weather Alert Team, the team technology and experience to keep you safe and informed. 6:05, hear your news headlines. Stir happening out at a couple malls. A man wore a costume with a mask, duffel bag, and a toy gun. Says he didn't mean to scare anybody at the children's events he attended out at Oakview and Westroads.
I was there. Yeah, it was Wylene. I got volunteered to hand out candy and stuff. It was a madhouse of people. I didn't see that guy, though, but I did see him on the news last night. He's apologetic about the whole thing.
His character was like bank robber, somebody where he had a fake toy machine gun in a duffel bag and a mask.
Yeah, right. That's it.
So that's what he went as, though, for a Halloween thing at a mall.
With his kids.
With children.
So it's like, one, that's kind of tacky, but I guess we can't, you know, assume people will know the taste. But then people were like, did security check this guy?
Yeah, I guess they didn't. It took one lady, I guess she was all uncomfortable, and then it kind of spread via, you know, Facebook or whatever it was. But
really happened at the event. This was more of a Facebook moment.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It just went viral. Omar Woodhull picked it up and just kind of ran with that thing. But I guess some people were freaked out enough. They're just like,
the cops
bad taste, bad timing. The cops were called.
Yeah, Omaha police were called. First they alerted security guards, and then Omaha police were called, and they determined that there wasn't a threat.
This is after he's already in the mall, though, is what we're saying. This is after he's already...
It
wouldn't matter at this point. Is the question would be, what if this was a real crazy person?
Yeah.
He would have breached all levels of security and is now...
Yeah. There's a billion people there. Oh,
those are those
gosh.
Parents on Halloween that you see that they dress up with their kids, and it's like, the parents are still trying way too hard. It's like, look, your parent now, Mickey Mouse ears, buddy, and then it's all about your kids. You're putting way too much into your own costume.
You're wearing a superhero cape over your parka and just carrying a cold one while you walk and they go trick-or-treating. That's about the extent.
Funny you say that, because, when I was handing out candy, there were a few parents out there that were all decked out. I mean, even decked out more than their kids.
You're like, who are you? And you're saying it to the kids, and the dad's like, I'm the guy from Halo 2. Not one, by the way. Halo number 2, if you can tell by the detail on the phaser. You're like, I was talking to your kids.
To the children.
I wonder if he was trying to be the guy from Heat.
Did
you ever see Heat? Heat was that sweet bank robber movie with Val Kilmer.
He said he was modeling it after The Town.
The Town. Ben Affleck.
So he was the bank robbers from The Town.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
So The Town.
And he had an orange thing on the end of the gun. He said you just couldn't see it from the photo, which made it more of an outrage. Like, how dare him? He doesn't have an orange marker on it. But I guess there was one on there.
He said he purchased his toy gun at a local costume store. But while it wasn't like, so that orange tip wasn't available from all angles, like you were saying.
Yeah.
And so that was the deal. He's like, I bought the orange tip.
Yeah.
I know. I didn't realize that was a thing.
Well, it's a fake gun, it's supposed to have an orange tip. So,
okay.
If you're going to dress up for Halloween, pass the I'm not going to freak everyone out test. I mean,
especially at the mall with a bunch
of
kids.
Mike Myers, we get on some level, you got to be careful when you're carrying a knife.
Not a,
but in a world with mall shooters and terrorists, you really can't dress like that.
At a mall. No. Yes, it's in poor taste.
I probably think walking around the neighborhood, you're going to get some looks.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a guy in a big, you know, dark mask toting a briefcase and a gun doesn't exactly allay fears. I mean, it's sort of like, who's that guy and what's
Well, the
doing?
Guys in the town were wearing, weren't they wearing Halloween masks?
He was wearing one. Bit? He had one on.
I thought they were nuns in the town. Didn't they dress up like
well,
nuns?
Well, they were always
thing?
Halloween masks. So in the beginning, there was some kind of monster.
That's what
By
he
the
was.
End, there were the nun masks, but it was always just a latex Halloween mask.
That's what he had on. He showed his own photo because they hunted the guy down and he just had some mask, like a white mask on or something like that with a...
Those things are the worst.
Anyway.
M's Pub is back in business. They had a soft opening over the weekend. I guess they're going to officially reopen to the general public Wednesday, November 1st.
By the way, if you guys aren't familiar with it, it's a restaurant downtown that burned up. There you go.
Yeah. 2 years ago, there was a destructive fire explosion. The restaurant's been closed since January 2016 when a gas line break ended up exploding like the whole building. They built it back and here they are, better than ever. Three suspects are under arrest in connection with a series of carjackings happening in the Omaha area. I guess it was juveniles armed with airsoft weapons resembling real handguns when they robbed their victims over the weekend. 52nd Street and Country Club Avenue, 108th and Bauman. They also tried to carjack somebody at 108th and Reddick.
I love your costume. Get out of the car. I love it. What is this the town? Or is it heat?
No, this is me taking your car. Get out. I guess deputies spotted one of the stolen vehicles and then got the suspects. But they're like teenagers. I mean, they're young guys. First arrests in the Russia investigation could be announced today. Reports first surfaced last week that the special counsel, Robert Mueller, had secured the first indictment in the probe of Russian meddling in the U.S. election. So what it means for us is that the grand jury has found probable cause to believe that a crime has been committed by a defendant or defendants. We don't know if it's one, many, how many.
Right. They said when you start a grand jury, when it got to that level, they're like, they'll indict someone. They always do. They won't come up with nothing.
Okay. They're not wasting any time.
Well, I mean, they're just saying at the end of that road, someone gets indicted. I can't look at you. You're wearing sunglasses.
I know. I can't even look at me. I'm blind.
I'm blind. So there are plans that there, I guess several news agencies are confirming that plans are in the works to arrest anyone charged as soon as today. So we could be getting like headline news that somebody has actually been, you know, arrested to talk about what's going on with the whole Russia investigation. More teachers say that their mental health is suffering because of on-the-job stress. There was a new survey, and it shows that 58% of teachers say their mental health is not good at least 7 days a month. So 2 years ago, I guess it was only 34% of teachers were saying that.
Kids are driving them crazy.
Yeah, the American Federation of Teachers cites a growing number of anxieties added to teacher stress. The list includes cuts to school budgets, coarse political discourse, uncertain status of students who are immigrants. According to the survey, 61% of educators and school staff say that their work is always or often stressful.
I think seven days a month.
7 days out of the month. There's like just like
it's pretty average, you would think.
I guess, right? But you're just bummed to hear that teachers are stressing out, you know? You don't want them to be all, you want them to be in a happy place. They're educating children, bringing learning to the small people.
Do you feel at fault at all? You got kids.
I think in some cases, well, I mean, there are parents that really are like those helicopter parents that we've talked about that are constantly like, well, I'm going to go ahead and send an email to Mrs. blah, 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 or I'm going to go in and talk to Mrs. blah, 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 you know? Where I'm sure, like, Mrs. Blah, blah, blah is just like, dude.
Well, now they're like
I hate my name.
Now they're like parents, you know? Right. They have to parent our kids. Yeah. They're raising our kids instead of just teaching them anymore. I think it's probably more raising our children than there is even teaching.
The stress levels, though, got to be pretty high, especially in some places where you're like, I mean, budget cuts? Like, am I even going to have a job on Monday? Like, those kind of questions probably really are anxiety-inducing. So one of the most exciting elements of a game called Overwatch, it's a multiplayer shooter game launched in 2016. There are these things called loot boxes. And I guess every time you level up, you're rewarded with this unassuming gray crate where when you open it, it gives you all sorts of goodies. Four tiny discs come out and gives you all sorts of upgrades. And the loot boxes aren't strictly new. I guess it's a big thing that a lot of, pay for play kind of deals, but they're becoming more and more.
They have money, real value in the real world.
Yes. So it's like actually like you can buy into. So usually loot boxes are paid for with virtual in-game currency that you buy with real money.
Yeah.
And they're saying that this is becoming more and more of a thing. So it's sort of like these video games are turning into sort of cash
cows. This isn't new. And it's not just Overwatch. It's Call of Duty. It's all of them.
Yeah.
There's been basically virtual currency, which equals real money for at least well over a decade.
I just bought for a kid this weekend. I had a birthday party that I went to. And he's like, I want Roadblock Bucks. Roadblock is this video game or app or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? And there it was, Toys R Us. There's like a card and it is for Roadblock. And it's money that
online
you can spend in the game. You're like, are you serious?
That's why I'm just saying the main thing to parents, they've always known they have to be careful when your kid probably wears you down and you slave a credit card to his online account.
Watch out.
And they can get dinged. We had an issue years ago with one of my nephews. Was able to get a hold of some kind of gun. Now it's a virtual gun in a game.
Okay.
Right. But it was like an Easter egg. So he got this magic gun, which in theory you can trade it.
Okay.
So it has real value.
Yep.
And some kid online that he'd never met sort of conned him out of it. And it was just a big deal with all the brothers. And my sister was like, I don't even know what's going on. But apparently he got hosed.
Oh, no.
You know, he sold his gun that had real world value.
Oh, really?
And he got kind of screwed out of it because he'd spent virtual money of his real money. Do you know what I mean? To get it.
Yes.
Anyway,
yeah.
I'm just like, what a headache. But that's just the way it is. That's the problem with what's affected the gaming is because these kids can buy your way in. I mean, mm-hmm. You go play some of these first-person shooters.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
And you're getting schwacked on day one because everybody else is all tricked out.
I hate it.
And they've both played the game and spent their points, so they're like Superman.
Yeah.
Right.
And you go
Which
spend money
I mean, you
and
can
play
pay money for downloadable content and extra guns and that kind of stuff. But I mean...
that can't be fun. I mean, like, if you're really doing, like, a sandbox type of thing and you're like, well, this isn't an even playing field.
It sucks.
Well, it's pretty brilliant. The game industry learned to monetize it, and I don't think you can put the genie back in the bottle.
No, there's nothing. I mean, these guys have left no cash stone unturned. I mean, even on the most primal, like even on the little kiddie level, which I saw evidence of this weekend. I mean, even for like the little guys.
But doesn't your kid play Minecraft or something?
Yeah,
right?
So he plays Minecraft. So right next to the Roblox gift card is a Minecraft gift card. And it's all emblazoned with their logo. And he's like, wait, I didn't know. I was like, pay no attention to the shiny credit card.
So you've never upgraded anything like that through Minecraft? Like get him a
no,
something?
No. Okay. We bought him Minecraft, so it was like $20 to buy the game.
Yeah.
And then I think I spent like an extra $10 to get him additional worlds. And it was like for his birthday. That was for his birthday. That was a year ago.
Wait till they get into the tangible toys that are in the real world, because since they've been playing the digital game,
right,
you can sell them the sword. And my hang up was what I thought the toys were stupid. Like
they're terrible.
I love playing with toys, so having to go buy this stuff for them.
Yes.
I was so mad because I'm like, this is stupid.
Well,
like,
so that
I would
was
never play with this dumb little sword, but since it's got the Minecraft logo on it, they think
it's
they want it.
It's the coolest thing in the world to them. You bet.
Iron sword, sure. I mean, that was the thing is that, so we go into this aisle, and the next thing you know, I'm going up to the register, and not only do I have myself a Roblox gift card for this birthday party, but now I'm also buying two of these surprise boxes from Minecraft for them. They're like spooky. They're the like spooky deal, and it's $350 each. And they're like these surprise boxes where they open up and they get these little mini figs.
Oh, sure, no,
that are
a
Minecraft.
Whole lot about this Minecraft stuff.
Yeah, I have to. It's my son's world. I have to dive in. It's awful.
This is why the teachers are stressed, y'all.
I know.
Give them some spice. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
The Big Big Party Morning Show.
If we've learned nothing today, we've learned that Party is blind as a bat.
I don't know what it is. He forgot his glasses,
and so he has to wear his sunglasses that... I didn't know that you had to wear your glasses all the time.
I do.
So you've evolved.
Yeah, I've evolved. I think it's a trick.
You went from readers.
Yeah.
Like, what, a year ago?
Yeah, less than a year. Isn't that crazy? Less than a year.
He was coming in, putting on his readers.
Like an old man.
And then it dawned on me, so we had to go to a funeral Saturday, and I looked over at you at the funeral, and I know that you've been wearing your glasses a lot, but I'm like... So I guess he has to wear his glasses all the time.
All the time.
And they're not bad looking glasses, so, but
no,
you've made the transition smoothly.
Yeah.
Until today when you forgot your glasses.
Yeah, and then if I forget them, everything's just blurry. I mean, it wasn't this bad 8 months ago, 9 months ago.
Your eyes adjust.
Is that the whole deal?
Yeah, they tell you that. Because like a lot of times when you first get glasses, because that happened with me, your eyes are so used to working so hard to autocorrect to be able to read that when you finally get glasses, they're like, thank God.
They don't have to flex muscle anymore.
So exactly.
But you clearly, this is a level of
blindness
that you're reaching. Because most people who need glasses never, ever, ever forget them. It's like forgetting your teeth.
I have forgotten them a total of 3 times.
It sucks.
Since last December. To the show, and Wylene will show up, and so I'm now, sure she's listening now, and we'll show up with them again.
Sweet so. Wylene.
Yeah.
It's tough. I mean, that's the other thing is that you understand now why people, like, I'm with you, Party. I'm still new to the whole wearing glasses thing, even though it's been a couple years, but I only have like one pair of glasses. And that's the thing. Like, you can tell people who have worn glasses for a long time. They're like, I can't believe you only have the one pair.
Yeah.
Like, you got to have the backup pair at least like one that's always in your bag
or in
like
your car. One.
Right. Exactly. Like, they're like, I can tell that you are a glass wearing novice because you have just the one pair.
Yeah, I just have the one pair. But I have another pair coming. Mine are kind of glassed up or not glassed up, but scratched up a little bit because, you know, you just throw them around. I'm not used to them. And so I went to, and I guess I paid for the extended warranty. So it was sweet. I got two more pairs, exact same pairs for like $50.
I didn't realize glasses came with extended warranties. Just in case it gets dinged up on the road.
Yeah. I better shop at Target. Target took care of me.
Did thing where you sat down and they went, Is this good, Jeff? Is this good?
It was awesome.
Is this good? Is this good?
The guy goes, all right, this is, how did he do it?
He got the eyes right.
Yeah. He did the eye thing, the whole, you know, whatever you call it. And then he goes, this is, what you see when he fixed it. He goes, this is 2020. And I can see as far as I could ever see. I'm like, this is awesome. And then he goes, and this is how you see now. And he flipped them off. I was blind.
No, it's crazy.
I was like, I will take glasses now, please. And yeah, it's just, it's amazing how well I can read and how far I can see. I hate glasses. I can't stand them. They hurt my nose. I just, you know,
so imagine
like
now,
I have to have them all the time.
If the grid goes down and we can take your glasses away from you.
Oh, I'd be stumbling around like a
drunk
man.
Did you ever see that? There's a sweet old like Twilight Zone where there's this guy and he's a total henpecked guy. And he was a sweet old actor, and his idea of heaven was just being able to read and be alone. His wife's always like, you've got your nose in a book, blah, blah, blah. Well, it's the end of the world, right? And he's the only guy alive. And finally, he's so excited because now he can read as much as he wants, but he's blind as a bat. He's got like those Coke bottle glasses.
Yeah.
And he goes to sit down to like finally read.
And
he sits on them. And then it's like he just, I mean, and obviously he's the last man on earth. There's nobody to make new glasses for him. And it's just that awful twist. I think of that all the time now that I wear glasses. I was like, that would be my reality. I would finally get all of the books I wanted to read and be alone, and then it'd be like crunch.
I wonder if you can find all those old Twilight Zone episodes on Netflix.
They're great.
Because people still reference them. So the Twilight Zone is like the original sci-fi show, and it predates, I mean, it was like old for our parents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was like probably
black and white.
Black and white in the 50s. But they were like the greatest plots ever. That I'm sure like Stranger Things guys would borrow those plot lines.
Yes. At least use the method that they do the shows and stuff.
The name of the episode was called Time Enough at Last.
I mean, it was seriously like
I remember seeing it as a kid and it was like haunting because I was like, that would be the worst. It was Burgess Meredith. Remember that old actor, Burgess Meredith? He was like this grumpy
old guy.
He was the guy in the Rocky movie. He played the old man, you know, that was his coach or whatever.
Mickey.
Come on, get in there. Yeah.
Mickey, yep.
So he loved books, and then he sat on his glasses.
Hey, remember there? I said these great little morality episodes of like vanity. Yeah. You know, of like looks is literally the eye of the beholder. The gal wakes up in the hospital and her face is covered up and they're all the nurses are like, you're so ugly.
Yeah.
You're so disformed.
Right.
And they take off their mask and they all have pig faces. They're all pig people. And they're all nasty, ugly pig people.
And she looks like a person.
She doesn't know why they all look like that.
God,
and then at
funny.
The end, they take off her mask and she's beautiful.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they're all like, she's the ugliest woman
no!
in the
You're
world.
You're a bunch of pigs.
Mm-hmm. It's weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's weird doing a show with a guy wearing sunglasses.
I feel like I look cool, but at the same time, you know, those, your typical rock radio jock would wear glasses such as
sure.
these.
Sure, because he's hungover from a cocaine bender from the weekend.
Yes.
He can't even stand the light in the studio, even though it's on dim. He's got eucalyptus candles burning so he can get in the zone.
I ran into you know Todd from Todd and Dialer, and I said, hey, by the way, if you see me walk around with these glasses, I'm not trying to be that radio guy. And I thought to myself, wait a minute.
You're talking
Where
to
are
that
your
radio
glasses?
Guy. He's like, you're talking to that radio guy. What is that supposed to mean?
I don't want to be like you guys.
But yeah, what are you doing?
I'm my own form of awful.
When do your backup glasses show up?
Oh, gosh, next week. I can't wait. It's like backup phone, Jeff. As soon as I got it, I was like, this is awesome. I can just wear these and beat them up and have these for special occasions. I did go through that moment where I need like four or five different pairs and different frames so I can
Costume
be that guy.
Costume change.
But I mean,
yeah, what glasses do I wear with the outfit this weekend?
Be glad that you went the majority of your life
without them.
Glasses.
Yeah. Oh,
you never had to wear contacts.
Nope. Nothing.
Yucky.
Nothing. I couldn't touch my eyes. I don't even know how you guys do that.
I don't know I'd be able to do it.
When you do it. But yeah, I'm lucky, you know, so I can deal with this now. But yeah, sunglasses. I wear my sunglasses at night and in the studio.
The Big Party Show.
Channel 94.1.
All right, good morning to you. 6:45. We got 40s today and tomorrow.
But Blowy, we're asking
Blowy.
You... 10,
be careful.
And 2 on the steering wheel. 10 and 2.
Yeah. It's hard for people to do, I know. It's funny because the sweet Wylene, the girlfriend of mine, she's a 10 and 2-er. It's just funny to watch someone drive 10 and 2 for some reason, but you should.
I know.
That's how we're supposed to drive.
The one.
Yeah.
Instead of the one-handed lean.
Yeah. Do they even tell kids to do that anymore?
I don't know.
It's basically left and right.
Yeah,
equidistance on the steering wheel. But two hands on the steering wheel when you took driver's ed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always kind of like, I mean, I need to change up a little bit, I guess. Sometimes I'm just kind of driving, hardly even holding onto the wheel. You ever do that? Not even realizing that all you have to do is take a bump or maybe even a flat tire and you're just going to fly off. You know, I'm just kind of hanging on the wheel.
Stop being so cool.
That too, I guess. So.
Wearing sunglasses in the daytime.
And the nighttime.
Coolness can be an affliction. Party today is suffering from cool.
Yeah.
He's so cool. He's wearing sunglasses on.
Yeah, and it's dark in here. It's even darker.
When you're cool, you can't drive with two hands on the wheel. No way.
No, you can't even drive up close.
It's
Wylene is awesome. She's up close at the wheel and everything and is very focused on speed.
And that's
and
what we need. We need everyone today to drive like the sweet Wylene.
Yes.
It's going to be tough for you cool people.
Yeah.
Fingertips.
All right, Celebrity News, what's up?
Kevin Spacey is battling a public image problem right now. So there was an actor. There's an actor. His name is Anthony Rapp. And I guess he's in the new Star Trek series. And he is coming forward with a story about when he was 14 years old performing on Broadway. He went to a party at Kevin Spacey's house. And Kevin Spacey basically tried to sleep with him. And he is finally coming forward with this story. And Kevin Spacey is, you know, sort of speaking out. He says he doesn't remember. He said
he was drunk. He was like,
drunk.
If it happened, I don't remember. But if it did, I owe an apology. Oh, and by the way, I'm gay. If you didn't know that.
Yeah. And then following his apology, he went ahead and said that, you know, he is now choosing to live as a gay man after having romantic encounters with both men and women throughout his life. So that was the other thing is that Kevin Spacey sort of had this ambiguous, you know, that he's never put a fine point on it. He's always
gay?
Sidestepped.
And you didn't know that?
No, I didn't know Kevin Spacey was gay.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
You didn't
really?
Know that.
I don't see sides, Molly.
How did you not? Remember, we did the story where he got beat up in a park in London. Remember? That was one of the deals that obviously he got mugged late at night.
It was one of those parks.
Do you remember that? It was a Saturday night, and it was in the park area, and he said he got beat up by a bunch of kids.
I thought he was just walking through the park. Didn't even
know.
He's such a sweet young man. Maybe if you took your sunglasses off, you could see the real world out there.
It's all just different shades.
I love Kevin Spacey. I mean, it was like always from the beginning, it was like, yeah, the guy's gay. Who cares? But
yeah,
you know, he has a right to try and have his own privacy.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the thing.
Even his character on House of Cards is kind of ambiguously gay.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, so, wow, I didn't... I really did not know.
It was sort of like a poorly... I mean, it was one of those things where it was like, it was pretty much an open... It was an open secret. I mean, he never confirmed it, but everybody's like, yeah, I mean, he's gay. Like, that's not the issue here. And people are having issue with the fact that he's attaching his coming out story to this same story, which is, you know, the fact that when he was 26 or 28,
he tried to hit on a 14-year-old.
Like,
I'm a gay guy, hit on dudes. Doesn't make it cool to hit on underage people, but it happens. I mean, what happened to it? I mean, did he assault the kid or did he?
The kid said he took him into his room, put him on a, Kevin Spacey took this kid into his room, put him on his bed and then got on top of him.
Ew.
That's
what
he said.
Happened?
And then the guy was like flipped out and like tried to leave and he never spoke to Kevin Spacey again. And he said he's never spoken about it, but it's been hard over the years because Kevin Spacey's star has risen. And he's like, I just get angrier and angrier thinking about that guy who tried to basically sleep with a 14-year-old when he was... You know, I mean, drunk or not, the kid's 14. I mean, I get it. Yeah. I know what you're talking about when you say, like, stuff happens, but 14's a pretty...
Right.
You're a kid.
But then at least you have... But you now have a Kevin Spacey story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's cooler than my camp counselor story kind of thing, I'm saying. If it's just a regular human who did that
I think he'd rather not have any kind of story.
To hear about your Jerry Morgan story. Like, don't, no one wants to say, ooh, but let's hear the Kevin Spacey one. He's famous.
So it's interesting. I wonder if other stories will, you know, behavior like that tends to not just be a one-off. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wonder if there'll be other people that come forward and be like, hey, just to let you know, Kevin Spacey, I had a moment too. Like, it's...
You touched my butt.
Everybody's waiting for the... Exactly.
You, what was the deal that the president used the term?
David
Copperfield.
Yes. David Copperfield.
Well, now that a fourth person is coming forward.
For President
H.W. Bush. So there's been this story where apparently the former president H.W. Bush is a bit handsy. So I guess there's a fourth woman coming forward now accusing him of doing the whole grope, little butt squeeze during photo ops. Apparently that's when he does it. That's like all of them are coming forward and they all have the same story. It's like it's during a photo.
Yeah.
He's got his hand back there and he's
copping a feel.
By the end of this year, we're all going to be in plastic bubbles.
Yes, we will.
It will be HR public rules. Humans are not allowed to touch.
Do not touch a butt.
No, my touchy. Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez got together again. They reunited for a second time in a week, again on a Sunday, this time breakfast.
Well, was it after Lifegate Church?
It was.
I wonder if it was.
It was after church. Who cares?
But still, if you're the weekend, or his buddies being like, yo, dog. You cool with this?
This is the creep. This is how it creeps in. But it's interesting. Selena Gomez's family has, TMZ is reporting that they are like, oh, we will never accept Justin Bieber.
All right.
So, I mean, her family is staunchly against, you know, she said, I guess one family member says Justin is a vile human and will never be accepted by us as long as she is even speaking to him in any way. It is not only disrespectful to everyone around her, it's disrespectful to herself.
Well, that sounds like Selena's not getting along with that family member.
Yeah.
Right.
That's not cool to speak to the media to say that, even if you believe it.
God, no,
I wouldn't.
Keep it out.
I mean, I feel the same way about your husband, Molly, but I would never say that publicly.
Wait, you just did.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Peter's my boy.
I guess some members of Selena's family believe that she, you know, remember she went to rehab for depression?
Yeah.
They said that a lot of it had to do with like the breakup and how Justin treated her.
Yeah, but aren't people allowed to change? I guess maybe not in that level. So,
you know, if Miley ever gets divorced from Peter, we'll lose Miley in the deal because Peter's staying with us.
I'm going to lose so many people.
He's on our crew.
No, he can work right there from that studio. It's news with Peter.
I will have lost my family members. I will have lost most of my friends. I mean,
you would. We
Peter
love
will
Peter.
Get everybody.
All right, so what's going on with Corey Feldman?
So Corey Feldman, this is another crazy, you know, down the rabbit hole. So he has been, you know, championing lately for the fact that in addition to all the sexual harassment going on in Hollywood, there's that deep, ugly pedophile level that's going on. So I guess Corey Feldman is firing back at Corey Haim's mom, who was shooting off her mouth about him, saying that, you know, he was a scam artist. And Corey Feldman has often spoken out about the issue and saying that Corey Haim and he were both mistreated while they were children in Hollywood.
Yeah, he's always said that, right? He just said he wants to...
Speaks for Corey Haim, who's passed away.
Yeah.
So it's the mom of Corey Haim going...
Shut up.
He's a scam artist, so he tweeted out, "You guys know I never say anything." This is Corey Feldman. "You guys know I never say anything bad about anyone, but Judy Haim is a bad woman who vehemently protects evil."
Oh, jeez.
So he's shooting back at her. As if her... that, like, she's protecting Hollywood. Because he's saying that it's this big, long-standing... I think they use the term cabal, pedophile cabal.
Okay.
And he's going to expose it. But I'm down with him exposing it. It's like, but then give us the name.
Are you just holding on to it? I mean...
He says he's got names.
Yeah, he's got everything.
But that's the whole point of this whole movement right now.
Yeah.
Is that it's like, all right, if you got some, you know, speak out. Because when you don't, you're protecting the bad guys.
Yeah.
And I think some of this is crazy. And there's a lot of hysteria. Some of it's legit, some of it isn't. But... If what he's saying was the truth, that's a bigger story than any of this.
He needs to just open his mouth and start running with it. You know?
Well, that's how he got in trouble in the first place.
Yeah. Okay.
That's your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios. On Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.